Reigning in light, insecure. Insecure. It can happen, and to the best of us, and seemingly at the best of times. It's that feeling of inadequacy, or that we don't quite measure up. Insecure is a question that may lie deep within ourselves, and for the life of us, we just don't have the right answer to make us feel whole or complete through it. Insecure can happen to the most confident, and because it's a moment of feeling unsure. Sometimes that moment turns into hours and days and weeks, months, and even years. Sometimes the feeling of insecure can make us feel unsafe, and perhaps within a crowd or just out in the public. When we are secure, we are fixed together, we are attached and firmly, and if to nothing and no one, but to ourselves. Secure is a feeling of safety. Therefore, the feeling of insecure is a feeling of exposure and without support. During moments of feeling insecure, our self-esteem may be lowered, and usually, but not always, insecure comes from past moments when we may have been treated negatively by others and even by ourselves. Insecure develops out of fears, and when we forget the distance or length of our journey and that failure could happen. Failure does not have to be an end-all, though it is a hard pill to swallow, and especially when we tried our best or gave it our all. Failure does not have to be a final destination. Insecure could come from trauma and could be traumatic by just feeling it. Insecure develops from pressure and to succeed. Insecure develops when we disregard the similarities of people and instead only view our differences. Insecure can leave us feeling inferior. Insecure, and just like most other things, is a mood that we can walk through. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. There was a point in just about every human's life when feelings such as insecure and fear were foreign. This could have been during infancy only or through early childhood, and it would last the longest when we are provided with the most support through childhood. This is the natural moments of growth and development, like crying for food and receiving it, or for water and then receiving it, to be changed, diapers that is, into a fresh one, to be rocked to sleep and held, and then our first steps, falling down and being supported to get back up. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. We let go of the past and with appreciation for it, and we recognize that where and how we stand today is also due to our past. In a lot of ways, our past has made us stronger, and because at least in this moment, we are preparing to carry on. Sure, there could be moments from the past that attempt to weaken us. We've now turned those moments into learned lessons, or lessons learned. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. Unless someone made us feel insecure and at any particular moment, we might not know the feeling. The feeling of insecure is associated with early encounters of trust or the lack thereof. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. Release any feelings of ambivalence. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Release any feelings of anxiety. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Insecure and like everything except for the spirit is not permanent. We can move through it. We can grow through it. We'll cross paths with insecurities and in different forms. And not just from ourselves, but from others. When being insecure strikes a relationship, someone may be excessive in jealousy. They may need reassurance from the other and in excess. They may be overprotective and in excess. They may suffer from a clearly evident low self-image, and they may have abundant fears, and especially of being criticized, and even if it is needed constructively. The energy within the relationship could become toxic, and because one is in constant fear of losing the other. For this, the relationship can become unhealthy. And because self-image and self-esteem are questionable, but also self-worth. If we can't completely see and understand ourselves, it may be a challenge to see and understand others. The feeling of insecure becomes driven by anxiety, and therefore we're left to overthink all that we say and do. We become stuck in our head with wonder of whether or not we've done something wrong or right. Insecure can be a feeling of all eyes on me or no eyes at all. While all of this relates to relationships and to others, it could also relate to us, and sometimes it is silent or we are silent about it. This may cause discomfort or confusion within ourselves. As with all feelings, comfortable or not, we must face them. They will pass, and as long as we're not pushing or pulling or applying force. We mentioned earlier that insecure is a question. So to get through it, we must ask, where is it coming from? When we begin to recognize the stem or root of the feeling, we can address it, and if needed, with others. Now, the improvement comes. Reminders that we usually fear what we don't know or understand. When we challenge ourselves to learn more, fear subsides. We must know that feelings of insecure is a complete block to our inner peace, and because we lose our direction and easily when we begin to compare ourselves or measure ourselves against others. Insecure is like a feeling of limbo or being stuck, and because of wanting intimacy, but fearing rejection at the same time. Insecure can come from being bruised, that is, heartbroken. It's a consideration here to move away from the thought of being broken completely, and because being broken usually means in disrepair or ruined. Insecure is filled with lies and negative communication with ourselves. So it's time here to hear and speak truth with others and to ourselves. It is time to reject fears of not being good enough. Today and in this moment, at least, we are enough. Today we will allow ourselves to be seen and for who and what we are. We are okay with similarities to others, and we are okay with our differences. We are okay with our quirkiness, our idiosyncrasies, our funny and even funky looking body parts. We are embracing it all. We are okay with past mistakes. We are okay with past failures. And because today we've risen again, and like the myth of the phoenix, through ashes and what may have burned down, we are now stronger because of it. From the ashes into the dust of the stars, the universe and earth, we are cloaked, we are shielded, and wrapped securely. We are improving upon our internal, and so that we may shine outside and continue reigning in light.